The effort to pump water from Utah to Las Vegas heads to court. The University of Utah names a new dean of graduate studies, and the number of Mormon missionaries reaches an all-time high. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Monday, June 10th. I'm Brian Grimmett. The long-running battle over a massive pipeline project to carry water to Las Vegas from rural counties in the Great Basin continues this week in a courtroom in Ely. A judge will hear arguments this Thursday and Friday on opponents' challenge to the water rights granted to the Southern Nevada Water Authority. Last year, Nevada's state engineer Jason King granted the Water Authority permission to pump up to 84,000 acre-feet of groundwater a year from four rural valleys in Lincoln and White Pine counties. The plaintiffs in the hearings include White Pine County, various environmental groups, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Confederated Tribes of the Goshute Nation, and Millard County, Utah.
The head of the University of Utah's Physics and Astronomy Department has been named Dean of the Graduate School. Dave Keita helped to build the U's astronomy faculty by recruiting new talent from across the country. And he also has research projects underway with observatories across the country. But he says he'll have important responsibilities for other non-science disciplines in his new job, especially in making up for cuts in federal funding.
It's maybe not so bad in terms of sciences and engineering. There are companies and industry that are also interested in funding research and can help out with funding and graduate research. But the group that takes the most difficult hit from a federal reduction in funding is the humanities and social sciences.
Keita says recruiting a diverse group of graduate students is another important responsibility in the new job, as well as helping to create new interdisciplinary graduate programs. Keita replaces Charles White, who has become the president of Weber State University. He'll move into the new job August 1st.
By the time it's finished training all of its new missionaries, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will have 85,000 missionaries in the field. That's more than it's ever had. A decision to allow younger men and women to serve led to more than 29,000 missionaries reporting in the coming months. Men can now serve at age 18 and women at age 19. At least one church analyst predicts that total could swell to more than 100,000 next year before it levels out somewhat in the next several years. A family in Cache Valley has agreed to a conservation easement with the state that will protect more than 5,000 acres near Hiram. The deal was worked out with John White and his family. It ensures public access for fishing along the Blacksmith Fork River while preserving the Green Canyon Ranch indefinitely as a working ranch. Utah's air quality regulators are working to ban the sale of aerosols like hairspray with high concentrations of hydrocarbons. Beauty salon owners are unhappy about the plan. Substitute products with less potential for pollution are more expensive, and some salon owners say they don't work as well. The rule adopted by the Utah Air Quality Board limits organic compounds and 88 consumer products from floor polish to window cleaners. A 26-year-old man drowned in Pine View Reservoir this weekend. The Salt Lake Tribune reports the Weber County Sheriff's Office got a call about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Divers recovered the body later in the day. His name has not been released. The Family Dollar discount store chain is opening a new regional distribution center in St. George next month. It will employ about 200 people. By next year, they could add a second shift with about 150 additional workers. The Family Dollar chain is based in North Carolina. Criminal charges have been dismissed against a Utah youth football coach accused of hitting an opposing ball carrier under the chin with his forearm during a game and giving the boy a concussion. Fourth District Judge Donald Dyer dismissed a misdemeanor assault charge filed against 39-year-old Nathan Harris of Mapleton. And finally, 8 dogs were rescued from an apartment fire on 31st Street on Ogden Saturday morning. The Deseret News reports firefighters from Ogden and Roy responded to the fire around 9 a.m. Flames were coming through the front window when they arrived, but they were able to rescue 2 adult dogs and 6 puppies. The fire caused about $10,000 in damage. And that is your KUER News Pod for Monday, June 10th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, visit us online at KUER.org or follow us on Twitter at KUER News. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.